Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Severance High School in beautiful Severance, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA. And don't forget, 103.1 basketball game of the week. It's the opening broadcast for Preps Radio this 2022-23 season. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight, and a good one to start the broadcast schedule. So welcome aboard, folks. Tonight from Severance, the number four team in the state in 4A action is going to take on the number one team in the state as it's Resurrection Christian Cougars. They are the one for now. Their opening game on Tuesday night, they lost to Eagle Ridge High School, the smallest gymnasium in the history of mankind, but lost to Eagle Ridge 59-52. So they'll probably swap. Eagle Ridge was the two in that game, and Rez was the one. So I'm sure they'll swap spots. Maybe the Cougars drop to three or four, but it'll depend on what they do tonight, too. Severance is number four in 4A, so we'll see. Severance is led, of course, by Ty Adam, who has started the season, the big 6'8 senior, with a bang. 36 points and 10 rebounds against University to open the season, and then on Tuesday night, 24 points and 12 boards against Riverdale Ridge. So the senior averaging 30 points, 11 boards so far on the season. It'll be fun to watch him play. Ty Adams, a guy that can knock it down on the outside, and he can also get to the hole. So very, very good offensive player for the Silver Knights. He'll be one of the best, probably one of the top scorers in the state this year, I'm sure, as we run through this thing. First meeting between these two teams. Severance coached by Chad Sauls in his third year with the school. Last year they were 12-13, 7-2 in league play, though, so they really got it going towards the end of the season, and lost in the second round of the playoffs to a very good Frederick team. For Resurrection Christian, the Cougars, who lost in the Grade 8 to Aspen, who went on and won the 3A battles last year. Ryan Yoder in his second year as they step up to 4A with the new 8 to all the way to 6A classification. Resurrection Christian 19-6. They were the league champs last year in the second year for Ryan Yoder as head coach here. As we said, 0-1, a loss to Eagle Ridge Academy, 59-52 in the opener in this one. You look at the leagues between these two teams. In the for Resurrection Christian, they're now in the 4A, 3A Patriot League. If you haven't seen this, they're 16 teams deep, but half of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I take that back, 7 of them are 4A teams, and then the 3A teams count 2, 4, 6, yeah, there's 9 of the teams that are 3A still. And to run it down for you, 3A teams include Brush, Estes Park, Frontier Academy, the Highland Huskies, Liberty Common, Platte Valley, Strasburg, Timnath, and Wellington. And, of course, Timnath and Wellington playing with just freshmen and sophomores for the new schools. So in that conference, when you look at it on the boys' side, you're going to probably lean a little bit towards Brush, towards Highland, and Platte Valley as the teams to beat. The 4A side of the Patriot League has Berthoud, Eaton, Resurrection Christian, Sterling, University Valley, and Weld Central. And, of course, there you're looking at the Eaton Reds, the Resurrection Christian Cougars, and the Sterling Tigers, and, of course, put in Bobby Irvin and his University Bulldogs as teams to beat on that side of the Patriot League. For Severance, they reside in the 5A, 4A Longs Peak. And that looks like this. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 5A teams. They are Niwot, Frederick, Mountain View, Skyline, Roosevelt, and Thompson Valley. And then there are four 4A teams, Severance, Northridge, Riverdale Ridge, and Fort Morgan. So that's a look at the new conference alignments here. And remember, we go all the way from 1A to 6A this year with school league. And when we get it through the in our pregame show here, when we get to the tonight's scoreboard and last night's scores, we'll go over those ball games and a little bit of front range action going on tonight as well. So right now the girls varsity in front of us, 64-62, steal there, ball game running out of time, and we are done. And Resurrection Christian is in the girls varsity game by 2 points, 64-62 over Severance. A very tough win for the Resurrection Christian girls. All right, we'll come back in a moment and we'll take a look at some of the key players in tonight's game, talk more about our matchup between number one, Res Christian, and number four, Severance. We'll do that when we come back in a moment, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
When it comes to my pickup, I want it to look good and work hard, just like me. CRP 4x4 in Greeley always has exactly what I need to make my pickup my own. From finding the right hitch for the job at hand to tonneau covers, CRP has what I need.
When it comes to my truck, I want it to look better and work harder than I do. I need an easy-to-use, slick truck bed cover to keep my groceries safe when I pick up the grandkids to go home and make cookies. No matter what your 4x4 needs are, CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters has what you're looking for. 2102 9th Street in Greeley.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
The 2021-22 season for the UNC Bears was one to remember.
Outside left, Isaac Zakeham has it taken away by Coons. A breakaway, drives and dunks it home.
Unfortunately, the Blue and Gold missed an NCAA tournament berth by just one game.
In Montana State, along with the women, the men are going to be the Big Sky champions in 2022.
With two of the best guards in the Big Sky Conference returning, head coach Steve Smiley's crew has some unfinished business, and a trip to the big dance is within their grasp.
Directing traffic of the right hand, dribbles with the left. Out top the key to Adamu, knocked away, still in connect, double lane, dunk!
Join the voice of the Bears, Jerry Schimmel, all season long, as this one promises to be one to remember.
Here's a steal for Coons, front court he drives, layups up and in! Bears get the lead back up to 12, 69-57. What a steal and a lay-in for Dalen Coons.
The UNC Bears are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Find a full broadcast schedule at 1310kfka.com. Go Bears!
CB and Potts is where Ram fans celebrate. Located at Collindale Golf Course, meet your friends here. Featuring great food, including Chef Mano's delicious smoked meats and plenty of frosty cold beverages, we have the best patio in town and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And when it comes to game day viewing parties, our CSU Hall of Fame room is the place. CB and Potts at the corner of LeMay and Horsetooth Road. Discover more at cbpotts.com.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Severance High School tonight as we get through our pregame show here ahead of number one, Res Christian, and number four, Severance tonight. Let's take a look at boys' hoops last night, just locally. Fossil Ridge Sabercats, Maddie Johansson's club in the 6A, the new 6A division. They're the number one team in the state. State runner-up last year, 4-0 to start the season. They won 76-48 against Arapaho last night. Fossil is at number three, Thunder Ridge, on Friday. That makes for a big one early in the basketball campaign for the big boys. Rocky Mountain last night also. Coach Gallegos, his club, gets a 69-62 win over number 11 Chaparral. That's a big win for Rocky. That was their opener, too. So a big win for the Lobos in their opener. They beat Chaparral. Friday, they'll take on number 9 Valor Christian. Today's games, local games that kind of took a shot at today. Our game, of course, Res Christian and Severance will get going here in about 9 minutes or so, or J9 Agency's opening tip-off. At least that's what it says on the scoreboard. So we 7 o'clock tip, we might get started about 6:55, but we've got probably an anthem coming in between that as well. 3A Elizabeth and Platte Valley as well. So Zink and for the Burners. Elizabeth. Bertha takes on Silver Creek. That's in Bertha tonight. Spartans are 0-3, looking for their first win. Silver Creek is 2-1 on the young season so far. Another 6A game, Greeley West and Pooter tonight out in the Fort Collins area. Pooter's 1-2. Greeley West off to a 3-1 start. That game was a 6:30 start. Frontier Academy University tonight, Frontier Academy 1-3 is 1-2. But UAB getting a good win in game 3, so they'll that's 7:30 tip tonight in Greeley. And also Pete Freeman and the Highland Huskies, number 18, they are 1-1 here. They travel to Loveland, Chris Gebhardt's Loveland Red Wolves in their basketball opener tonight. It is Highland against Loveland. That's an 8:15 start as far as we see right there. Last night, one big one out there, Erie knocked off Platte Valley. Look what Tanya Schisler's doing, the Platte Valley head coach. Remember, the Broncos are two-time defending champions now. At the 3A level, they took on 6A Erie last night, 44-34. So what they're doing is just playing a dynamite schedule to open things up. Are the Platte Valley girls as strong as they were the last 2 years? Maybe not. But, boy, oh, boy, they're not loosening up on the schedule at all, just playing some really, really good clubs. Andy Schisler for Platte Valley last night, who I think is going to be the 3A player of the year, started excuse me, last night and had 21 points. And 14 rebounds. Tonight in girls basketball, the Highland Huskies take on Eagle Valley. Both those teams are 1-1. Pooter will go against Mountain View. Pooter's 2-2, Mountain View's 0-1. Rocky Mountain girls off to a 3-0 start, take on Grand Valley. That's the Grand Valley opener. Res Christian and Severance played right here, and Res Christian getting the win in Severance tonight. Excuse me. And Windsor taking on Grandview tonight. We had Karen Nichols, the Windsor coach, up on the show. And Reagan at Windsor High School were on the show today. Karen Nichols, I think, on Wednesday. But Windsor and Grandview. Grandview is your defending state champion in what was then 5A basketball. But Grandview, a 6A team. Windsor, a 5A team. They'll battle tonight as well. So that's a look around the league with the scoreboard and all that good stuff coming up. All right, we'll come back and get to the starting lineups for tonight's game. Resurrection Christian and Severance. Res number 1, Severance number 4. We're coming back with more in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hey basketball fans, this is Isaiah Stevens, guard for the Green and Gold. I'm excited to tell you about Crazy Carl's Pizza. Through thick and thin, they make it a top priority to support local athletics in Northern Colorado. And this season, they're teaming up with me on the Isaiah Stevens Show on KFKA. If you haven't had their pizza, what are you waiting for? Pepperoni and chicken is my go-to. But with so many varieties of toppings and menu items, I promise you won't get it wrong. Watch college basketball all season long at Crazy Carl's Pizza. And do me a favor, tell them Isaiah sent you.
Hey everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. Are you ready to lose some weight and feel better? We have been doing weight loss in Northern Colorado for almost 16 years. And you've heard a lot about our radio DJs, just like Brian Gary, that lost 140 pounds. We're really excited to tell you guys about our $99 a month membership program, which includes fitness and all of your nutritional weekly visits. We start everybody out with a comprehensive blood analysis. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? We look at how many carbs, fats, and proteins you should be eating to effectively lose weight, but most importantly, sustain the weight loss. If you're interested in finding out more about what we have to offer in Windsor, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the contact us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
There's a saying at PDC Energy, community matters, and it best captures who they are as a company.
Their employees live and work in Colorado. They give back to their communities in various ways and support nonprofit organizations helping those who need it most. They have an annual volunteer month that they call Energizing Our Community Days. This year, PDC employees volunteered over 5,700 hours and supported over 40 nonprofit organizations. Being a part of their community and lifting others up is who they are at PDC Energy. At PDC Energy, community matters.
The Hull Show.
Most of the Hulligans, at least the majority, are saying, yes, I'm happy with this trade. First rounder out of this deal. You bolster up the depth at running back. That one doesn't matter. I would have gone, whew, Bradley Chubb and first rounder straight up. If you're the Dolphins, you overpaid.
I paid too much for what I got.
Yes, they did. They overpaid, Angel.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
At Allo, we think you deserve the fiber things in life. Like binging your favorite TV shows and movies buffer-free, next-level, lag-free gaming, and video calls without frozen faces. So say goodbye to lag and buffering and hello to super fast fiber internet with dedicated 24/7 support for total peace of mind. Plus, no hidden fees, no expiration dates, and no contracts, ever. From dependable service to exceptional support, experience the fiber things with Allo. Visit us at allofiber.com/fiberthings.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Severance High School cast opener for Preps Radio basketball coverage. And it's a dandy tonight. We got 4A action in front of you. Number 1, Resurrection Christian, and number 4, Severance tonight on the Silver Knights home court. Let's get to the starting lineups for the Cougars. 0-1, a loss to Eagle Ridge Academy on Tuesday, the number 2 team. They'll probably flip-flop in the next rankings. Ryan Yoder in his second year, 19-6 last year. They were league champs, lost in the Grade 8 to the Aspen Skiers, who eventually went on to win the 3A title last year. Ty Yoder, 5'11", sophomore, is the point guard. Just a couple of points in the opener for Ty. Didn't shoot the ball well, and we'll see. Just one assist, too. Wait for him. Watch him wake up tonight and play a good basketball game. Cody Michelson, the 6'3", senior, he shows flashes of brilliance at times. 6 points, 2 rebounds in the opener against Eagle Ridge Academy. Marcus Phillips, a 6-foot junior, man, can he get to the boards? He averaged over 8 rebounds a game last year as a 6-footer. So far in the opener against Eagle Ridge, 3 points and 6 rebounds for Marcus. He was 3-for-4 at the foul line. Also starting, Cade Crutcher, started as a freshman last year, the 6'3 sophomore, 12 points in the opener and 8 boards. He played terrific basketball for the Cougars. And the big guy, Jacob Barker, 6'11 junior. He's a presence inside, folks, no doubt. 15 points in the opener and 7 boards. For the Severance Silver Knights, Parker Gazdick, a 5'11 senior, 12.5 points a game so far in the first 2 games for the Silver Knights. Wins over UH and Riverdale Ridge. 12.5 points a game for Gazdick, 2.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. He'll be dishing some dimes tonight. Jaden Hoffman, 6'1 junior, 10.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. John Flowers, a junior, 5 points and 5.5 rebounds per basketball game so far. Ty Adams, the big guy, 6'8", senior, 30 points a game so far, 36 and 10 in the opener against UH, 24 and 12 in game 2 against Riverdale Ridge. So even those out, he's getting 30 points and 11 boards so far this year. And Brady Varney, the 6'5 junior, 9.5 points and 7.5 rebounds per basketball game. The anthem is coming up. We'll step aside and come back in a moment. Next up is our J9 Agency's opening tip-off. Number 1 Res, number 4 Severance from Severance High School. Back in a moment with a tip right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eden, they say it's as good as gold. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality NAPA parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
With committed community leaders like you, United Way of Weld County is helping out more vulnerable neighbors tackle the challenges that they face. Through United Way, together we are building a better Weld County. One where children are learning to read by the start of fourth grade. Youth are working at good jobs by the age of 25. Families have stable housing. Older adults are aging well. And people are connecting to the help that they need. Find out more and donate at www.unitedway-weld.org.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need Flair.
Have a comment?
I got something to say.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and leave your comment. Agree with the host?
I agree.
Let us know how you feel. Think we've got it wrong?
It's a total fabrication.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and tell us we're wrong. Just want to be argumentative?
Get off my lawn.
You know the drill. Text us at 888-530-0043 and keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Severance High School. We get set for tonight's game, the opening tip-off brought to you by J9 Agencies. I was going to do a read, but now we're in the dark here at Severance High School. This is kind of neat. They turn all the lights off, and then they ask the student section to come down and form a tunnel for Severance to come out from the bench onto the floor, and they've all got the flashlights on. So pretty cool. It's like you're at a concert out here. So pretty neat stuff. Resurrection Christian and Severance tonight. Well, I can't read anything. We'll talk more about this ball game here as we get to it. And the lineups, we've already given you the starting lineups for tonight's game. There we go. Use my own flashlight, and we'll get this thing going up here. All I need are some s'mores right now and a campfire, and it'll be perfect. Our opening tip-off brought to you, of course, by the J9 Agencies. A handshake may not go as far as it used to, but at the J9 Agency, it still does. Call J9 Agencies and Terry Gertz for your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. It is the J9 Crop Insurance and J9 Insurance, the J9 Agencies out in beautiful Ault, Colorado. Also want to thank our good friends at AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. I have those two stores now. Number one store in the region in Fort Collins. Don Scott, 40 years out there, making that the model of AMCO stores. And just a couple of years ago, purchased that store in Loveland. And so you've got Dave Martin, who was with Don for over 30 years in Fort Collins. Now he's manning the Loveland store. And Lance Pickett is your guy in Fort Collins working at that store as well. Both of those guys with Don for over 30 years. Just a great staff, great experience, great customer service, and they do it all, folks, not just transmissions. It's transmissions, brakes, maintenance, top-to-bottom care. It is my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. All right, I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight as we get to it. And it will be dressed in blue, all blue tonight, the Resurrection Christian Cougars. And as we said, I'm looking out at Jacob Barker, Cody Michelson, Cade Crutcher, Marcus Phillips. And I take it back, Jackson Bethune is in the starting lineup. I do not see Ty Yoder out there in the starting lineup here. So no Yoder. I wonder if Ty is okay. But, yeah, Jackson Bethune gets the start here. It's Gazdick, Jaden Hoffman, Brady Varney, as I said, of course, Ty Adam, and also Ryan Iwonek is out there as well. All right, Rez Christian has the ball to begin with the tip. Outside with the basketball here, knocked away and stolen. 6'8", Ty Adam with the steal. He'll go coast to coast, and the first bucket of the season on Preps Radio is a slam dunk by Ty Adam. It's 2-0. Ball knocked away. Another steal. Adam back the other way. Lays it up and blows the layup. How about that? It looked like he wanted to go up and do a double stuff. And it rolled off the rim. No good. He'll want that one back. 2-0 for Severance. Here's Phillips. Give it outside. Crutcher for three. That's no good. Rebound. Fought for in the corner. Knocked out of the hands of Marcus Phillips. And taken here by the Severance Silver Knights. Front court for Parker Gazdick. Goes baseline. Gets knocked away. No call there. Outside here to Jaden Hoffman. Hoffman picks up the dribble and throws it back out to Jawonik. Left-hand side. This is Brady Varney. Varney a pump fake. Now ball on the ground. Knocked away. Crutcher comes back. Started as a freshman last year. Into the hole. Give it up. And a nice block. It's put back in. Marcus Phillips. An offensive rebound. The basket counts and he's fouled. So Adam has slammed up one. And Mark Phillips, just a six-footer, but he had 8.5 boards a game last year for Coach Ryan Yoder's club. We're even at 2, 1:04 into the first quarter here in Severance. Phillips at the foul line here. 3-for-4 in the opener. Make him 4-for-5 this year as he knocks that home. All right, here's the inbound ball to the front court. Belongs to Parker Gazdick. Dribbles right side in the corner now with a basketball given up for Jaden Hoffman. Hoffman, left-handed dribble. Back around the top of the key. Nice pass inside to Adam. Puts it up. Basket counts and a foul. A big guy and a pass in from Brady Varney. And Adam's got a quick four. Tie 36 points, 10 rebounds in the opener against University. And then came game two against Riverdale Ridge, 24 points and 12 boards. So a couple of double-doubles. He's averaging 30 points and 11 rebounds in the first two. Free throw on the way here. In and out, no good. Rebound is off and taken there by Jacob Barker, the big 6'11 junior for Resurrection Christian. Ball to the front court for the Cougars now. Down a point, 4-3. Left-handed dribble here for Jackson Bethune. Get a top of the key to Barker. Left side to Cade Crutcher now. Coming out to guard him is Ty Adam. Nice pass left-hand side. Oh, Marcus Phillips traveled. No call. Bingo. Phillips has all six of the Cougars in the lead, 6-4. Front court for Jaden Hoffman outside the arc. Give it up now, top of the key to Parker Gazdick. Gazdick to Varney, right hand side above the arc. Left hand side to Iwaniak for three. Bingo. Ryan Iwaniak picks up his fourth tray of the year to lead the club. 7-5, Severance back in front. Ball to the front court belongs to Cade Crutcher. Coming out to defend him is Jaden Hoffman. Give it a Barker, top of the key. Left-hand side now to Cody Michelson, who's checked in. And a foul. Nope, a travel on the baseline. Phillips tried to go baseline against Brady Varney that time and picked up the foot and slid it. So traveling, 7-6. Severance in front by one. Here comes Rez to the front court. Ball belongs to, I take that back. Here comes Severance to the front court. Outside to Hoffman here, leading by one. Left-hand side, Iwanek. Going to go inside for Ty Adam. They'll double-team him at the low post. Back out on top, Hoffman. Go to the hole, in deep all the way. Throw it up, no, but a foul. And Jaden Hoffman is going to get free throws. 5:19 to play here in the first quarter. Guys get hungry. The official restaurant of Preps Radio, that's A&W in Eaton. Check out their Facebook page, A&W Eaton. Also doing a bunch of hiring there. Free throw on the way is no good here. Doing hiring for mornings, weekends. They need night workers and night managers. So if you're looking for work, get on down to A&W and Eaton. Great staff. Ask for Shannon or Tammy, and they'll help you out. One of two for Jaden Hoffman at the foul line. Makes it an 8-6 Severance lead here by two. Crutcher right-hand side around a screen. In deep, now throws it back outside. Jackson Bethune wants three on the way. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up and in. Jacob Barker working his tail off inside. Even at 8 between the number 1 and number 4 teams in 4A. Outside with the basketball. They go to Iwonik down low. It is a Ty Adam baseline. Now he can take you inside, he can take you outside. They'll double team him. Cross court pass down the lane is Gazdick. Back outside now. He'll get it to Jaden Hoffman. Down the lane, Hoffman throws up a runner. All kinds of contact, no call, and now jump ball. It is going to be a possession arrow going to Severance here and a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. 8-8 tie, 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Other games today in boys basketball that you want to keep an eye on. Elizabeth going to Platte Valley. Silver Creek is at Berthoud tonight. The Greeley West Spartans are at Pooter High School. That game got underway at 6:30, 6A game. You've got the parking lot war between Frontier Academy and University. That'll start in about 15 minutes or so at UH. And the Highland Huskies traveling to play the big boys from Loveland. That's an 8:15 late start tonight. Girls games going as well tonight. We'll give you those when we can here. All right, inbound coming for the Severn Silver Knights. Parker Gazdick, 8-8 tie, halfway through the first quarter. Just about anyway, 4.5 to go. Give it to Adam outside, now to Varney inside. There's also Blake Varney who will play, younger brother of Brady. Here's a three on the way, and Adam knocks it down. Ty Adam, he's got 7 already here in the first quarter, we told you, averaging 30 a game for the first two. Ball to the front court and away from the basket, pushing foul here. I think they might get Parker Gazdick. Well, take that back. I think it's Maya Hoffman. A 21. Ty Adam picks up his first foul. Outside, here's Cade Crutcher. Go to the baseline. Crutcher has nowhere to go now. Give it back to Cody Michelson. Michelson will spin it back to Phillips. Left-hand side, outside the arc to Jackson Bethune. Top of the key, Phillips going to hand off now for Cody Michelson. Left-handed dribble to the left elbow. Michelson in deep, throw up the runner, and he got it. Cody Michelson. Good little runner at the baseline that time. 11-10 ball game, back within a point, Rez Christian. Gazdick the other way. He'll lay it off the glass and in. Parker Gazdick, who's averaging 12.5 a game, gets his first bucket. Cougars back to the front court, down three again. Ball belongs outside Michelson between the two circles. Left-handed dribble, give it up now for Phillips. Down the lane, in deep, reverse layup, Marcus Phillips. He's got 8 here in the first quarter. Front court now in a 13-12 game. Severance by 1. Left-hand side, Jaden Hoffman outside the arc in the corner out of Arnie. Brady with the basketball knocked away by Barker. Good play. He's out of bounds on the line. Ball belongs to Resurrection Christian. Good crowd on hand tonight at Severance High School. And glad you guys could join us here on Preps Radio. 13-12. The lead is the Severance Silver Knights now. Knights 2-0, beat University 85-64, came back and beat Riverdale Ridge 73-61. So 21- and 12-point victories for the Knights. Ball to the front court, belongs to Jackson Bethune. Outside, give it up now for Cade Crutcher. Pump fake, go to the basket, in deep, put it up, he's stuffed. Nice play defensively, Jaden Hoffman, and it's off of Crutcher, out of bounds, Severance. 3:05 quarter, 13-12, Severance in front by 1. And they own the basketball. Front court now. Have not seen Ty Yoder tonight. Don't know if he's going to be in the lineup. Would have figured he'd be there by now. Well, he's a starter, of course. And just 2 points in the opener. Ball outside. Here's a shot on the way. That one's going to bank off the glass. No good. John Flowers checks in for Severance and misses his first shot. Ball stolen on the full court pass by Jaden Hoffman. Get it outside. Gazdick to the hole. Do they get offense? No, it's a blocking foul. Going to get Cody Michelson with the block here. Third foul of the basketball game for the Cougars. And the second on Cody Michelson, and he's going to come out. Checking in is Charlie Riggs, a 6'1 senior here. Ball inside, or they go outside rather, to Ty Adam. Adam's got 7 here in the first quarter. Spin in the lane, little 8-footer on the way, back of the rim, no good. Rebound is off and taken by Marcus Phillips. Man, can Marcus Phillips rebound the basketball. Give it to the front court here to Crutcher. Outside the arc, left-hand side, goes low post here to Barker. Kind of lost his footwork, Jake did, and then threw the ball away. And right back, Severance turns it over the other way. So back-to-back turnovers here, and Rez is going to end up with it. 2:14 to play here in the first quarter. 13-12, Severance in front by a single digit. You're listening to Preps Radio tonight, our opening broadcast for the basketball season on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We are Northern Colorado's voice. Ball outside to Bethune. He threw it away. Boy, sloppy basketball right now. Severance back the other way. Parker Gazdick outside the arc with it. Gets it back outside to Varney. He'll spin it here to Hoffman. Back to the right elbow now to Brady Varney. Give it top of the key now to Gazdick. Gazdick right elbow, wants to go to the hole, puts his shoulder down, drives in, throw it up off the glass, no. Rebound to Phillips. Marcus has to have four quick rebounds here in the first quarter. Give it up left-hand side now for Cade Crutcher. Crutcher give it back off now to Phillips. Right-hand side back to Crutcher outside the arc. Left-hand side now for Maya Hoffman, rather for Charlie Riggs, the 6'1 senior. And a foul at that end, too. This is going to be a severance foul. Be their third team foul. And the foul against Severance here goes against Cannon Rank, who's checked in here for Chad Saul's team. All right, here's Crutcher between the circles now. Down a point for Rez. Crutcher with the basketball outside the arc. Step back three on the way. Bingo. Cade Crutcher had 12 in the opener against Eagle Ridge Academy. Gets his first bucket of the night. He's on the board with a tray. 15-13, Rez Christian in front. Ball goes corner. Brady Varney for a jumper of about 17 feet off the rim. No good. Rebound is off. Fifth rebound here for Marcus Phillips in the first. Give it off for Bethune around a Phillips screen. Right-hand side with the basketball. Now picking up the dribble is Bethune. He'll go back inside. Phillips battling. Boy, he's hammered inside. No call. Ball is knocked away and taken here by the Silver Knights. Referees letting them play here. Three team fouls apiece here in the first quarter. Outside, give the basketball out on top here to Ethan Hawkins, a junior who's checked in for Chad Saul's club. Hawkins left-hand side, give it to Brady Varney way outside, about 35 feet from the hoop. And right here to Cannon Rank, and they'll slow it down. Looks like they're going to work for one. 15-13, Resurrection Christian in front. Severance with the basketball for final 10 seconds here of the first half to start right now. Should say the first quarter. Ball outside. This belongs to Rank. Rank to the dribble, and he threw it away. After all that time, 5 seconds to go, they worked for the last shot and threw it away. So ball out of bounds here to the Cougars. 2-point lead. 5 seconds. They got time to get down and get a good look here. Inbound goes to Crutcher. Crutcher across the timeline. Top of the key. Stop. Three on the way. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Severance, and we're done with a quarter. At Severance. The number one team, the number four team, 7-15-13-1. We're back at the moment, and we will return to our Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Second quarter, our J9 agencies inbound here for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. The visitors in tonight's broadcast. Leading 15-13 after one, the Cougars. Trying to even their record at 1-1 here. Outside for Jackson Bethune, left-handed dribble. Nice job defensively. Ethan Hawkins, the junior, cut him off. Down the lane here, Bethune throw up a runner, no. Rebound is off, one and done. Severance the other way to Ty Adam. He'll go baseline in deep all the way. Throw it up, no. Rebound inside, put back up and in. John Flowers gets the bucket. All right, here comes the Cougars back the other way in a foul, a reach. Going to get Brady Varney with it here. Is that Varney's second? Let's take a look at it when they put it up on the board. It's going to be the team's fourth here in the first half. Remember, on seven, it's 1-1. 10 is the double bonus. It's Farney's first. Inbound here to Crutcher in the corner. 15-15. Ball goes down low to Jacob Barker. He'll back in. Here's the big guy, 6'11". He's blocked inside by Brady Varney. Great play by Varney. Spin it back in the corner. Charlie Riggs will try a three. Nothing but air. Rebound comes to Varney. Brady going to give it left-hand side now to Hawkins. Hawkins to the front court with a basketball, the junior. Averaging 3.5 points a game so far in the first two. That miss goes outside by Charlie by Maya Hoffman. That is Jeremiah Hoffman. That's Jaden Hoffman's younger brother. Ball tipped out of bounds here. Ryan Yoder up off the bench as the ball is awarded to Severance on a tip out of bounds. Yoder doesn't love that call, so he'll talk to the referee a little bit. 6.5 to go here in the first half, 15-15. Severance and Resurrection Christian. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight. Ball to the front court belongs to Cannon Rank, the sophomore. Did not score in the first two games. Left-hand side outside the arc. There's Blake Varney. Makes his first entrance of the ball game. Just a freshman. Gives it to his brother. That's Brady. Give it up now left-hand side. That's for Cannon Rank. Back to Blake Varney outside the arc. Severance deliberate in their offense so far. Yeah, giving Ty Adam a rest right now. Adam's in the game. There he is right there in the corner. Thought he came out for a sec. Ty's still in the ballgame. Swing it left-hand side. Blake Varney gives it up now for Ty Adam. Adam outside the arc. Ty had 7 in the first quarter, averaging 30 a game. Baseline, little 8-footer bingo. Give Adam 9 points in the ballgame now. 17-15. Severance in front by 2. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Crutcher to the front court. Ball knocked out of his hands. He goes back and picks it up. K to the front court now goes all the way baseline. Dribbling show. Ball goes back out on top here to Sam Johnson, a 6-footer who's jumped in here. Ball goes inside to Barker. He'll back it in. Jake in the key for 1, for 2. What are they going to call? A hold inside. So the foul, let's see who they're going to get here. The foul for the Silver Knights is on John Flowers. Flowers picks up his first, Silver Knights' 5th team foul. Inbound here in the front court goes outside to Charlie Riggs. Riggs will give it up, get it back now, back to Crutcher. 3 on the way by Crutcher, in and out heartbreak. Rebound is off, and right inside was Charlie Riggs. The putback, no, tied up in a foul. Yeah, Charlie just manned himself for missing the gimme inside. Then he tried to jump on the basketball and commits the foul here. 4th foul for the Cougars. We'll dip under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. It's the first foul on Charlie Riggs. 17-15, Severance in front. Ball to the front court belongs to Parker Gazdick. The point guard dribbles between the circles. Now around a screen from Ty Adam. He'll go back to Adam, top of the key. Left-hand side for Varney. Pump fake. Where is he going to go with it? Back to Gazdick. Gazdick outside looking for a left-handed dribble. Down the lane. Parker in deep all the way. Lay it up and in. 4-point lead in a game that's gone back and forth so far. 19-15, Severance in front. Ball belongs to Cade Crutcher for the Cougars, and he threw it away. Tried to get it to Bethune, and Jack went right out of bounds. Turnover to Resurrection Christian. 19-15, Severance. And the Silver Knights own the basketball here. All right, ball to the front court. Belongs to Parker Gazdick here. Around the screen, in deep, all the way, lay it up and in. Parker Gazdick, he can get to the hole. 4 of those coming here in the corner, and a timeout to Ryan Yoder. He'll take a 60-second timeout here. So Ryan didn't like the defense at all that time. Last couple of dimes down the floor, the Cougars have been a little sloppy. We were talking about other games in the area tonight. We talked about the boys' games. Girls' games on the hook tonight. Highland and Eagle Valley, they're both 1-1. Pooter and Palos are taking on Mountain View tonight. Pooter is 2-2 on the girls' side, and Mountain View is 0-1. Rocky Mountain girls are taking on Grand Valley tonight on the road. The Rocky Mountain girls are off to a 3-0 start. We told you earlier, Resurrection Christian came back from, I think they were 13 down when I got here in the first half. And the Resurrection Christian girls came back and beat Severance tonight. Windsor and Grandview also going in a big one. Windsor Wizards are 5A number 3. Grandview is 6A number 4. And Grandview, of course, is the last year's big boys, the 5A at that point. Now they're 6A. That was the defending champion on the girls' side. Grandview won it all last year, so that's a big one. If you're an NFL fan, Raiders own a 13-3 lead over the Rams late second quarter. Here we are, 21-15 Severance, halfway through the second quarter. Down the lane is Crutcher, give it outside. Back to Jackson Bethune, and he threw it off a foot and out of bounds. Jacob Barker's got to work and get open inside. They need him to be effective. He has just 2 points so far. He got 15 in the opener against Eagle Ridge Academy. So here's Severance with a 6-point lead on the basketball now. Front court for Parker Gazdick. Outside of the big guy, Ty Adam. Adam left-handed dribble, 9 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. Ball knocked away. The big man put it on the floor, and they took it away from him. Jackson Bethune with a steal. Ball to front court Crutcher in the corner here. Ball belongs to Cody Michaels. Back behind his back on the dribble, it's taken away. Gazdick the other way, in deep, all the way. Parker throws it up. He couldn't finish. Rebound fought for on the floor. Gazdick gets it back. Parker goes cross-court now to Adam. Ty wants three on the way. That's well short. Rebound is off, and Marcus Phillips has it. Seventh rebound for Phillips on my count. 21-15 Severance, 3:15 to play here until halftime. Ball goes right-hand side. It is Crutcher inside to Barker. He gets away from his man in deep. Blocked again, and here they come. Barker's getting blocked tonight. Third time they've been able to hit Jacob's shot. Ball comes the other way here to Flowers. He'll give it up. Gazdick outside the arc now to Blake Varney. Blake with a basketball, left-handed dribble. Corner to Flowers, tries to go inside to Adam, backs it in, throw it up, no. There was contact and no call. Rebound is off to Crutcher. Crutcher goes length of the court. Ball to Bethune. Jackson, backside to Cody Michelson. In deep, Marcus Phillips, turn around, bank it off the glass and in. Phillips with 10 in the ball game now. That leads all scorers. Ty Adams got 9 for Severance. It's 21-17. Marcus Phillips has 10 of the 17. No sight of Ty Yoder in the ball game so far. Ball in the corner. To come back outside to Brady Varney. Varney spins in the lane, in deep, throw up the runner, no good. Rebound is off and taken here. Marcus Phillips, his 8th rebound, but they threw it away. Parker Gazdick, a steal inside, and the senior goes to the bucket and lays it in. 8 for Gazdick in the ballgame. 23-17, under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Left-hand side for Phillips. He'll give it up for Bethune. Jackson wants the hole. Stop. 12-footer on the way. No. Back of the rim. Rebound is off. Flowers has got it for Severance. Give it up for Gazdick. Parker down the left-hand side. Here's a floater. Blocked. Good play in front by Bethune, and he grabs the basketball. Jackson comes the other way. Bethune with it. Right-hand side for Crutcher. Cade wants three. Outside. In and out. Heartbreak. Rebound. Jacob Barker, the big guy inside. Turn around. Little 8-footer. Won't go. Rebound to Brady Varney, and a timeout or foul. I think a Chad Sauls timeout. So 30-second timeout for Sauls. A minute 30 to go here in the first half. And Severance with a 6-point advantage in this basketball game. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, Alt Feed Mill. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call 970-834-2132 Alt Feed Mill. They are the sponsor of our postgame show. During our postgame show tonight, we'll have the our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll have the Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game as well tonight. So stand by for that. All right, look at the Gould Park scoreboard right now. Buck and a half to go in the first half. 23-17. Severance in front by 6. And they own the basketball here. Inbound to the basket in the backcourt. Parker Gazdick starts to come up, and we've got a whistle. Not sure what's going on here, but referees will come and talk about it. I don't know if there was something on the floor right there or what's going on. Everybody backing up here. And the teams both coming off the floor. This is odd. Did they get a timeout here? No, I guess there's something wet on the floor, and they'll deal with that. Boy, they're in no hurry to do this either. Referees are pointing out there's one guy with a rag out there. Now, in the olden days, I'm not saying we were smarter than everybody, but we had these big you know, 14-foot dust mops. Bring that out there, wipe it a couple times, and you're golden. This guy with what appears to be a wash rag is going to wipe it 374 times in different spots out on the floor right now. And the referee's just going to say, there's a spot. Oh, here's a spot. There's a spot. Very interesting. And this is how we'll spend the next 15 minutes here at Severance High School in this one. 1:26 to play here in the first half, 23-17. Severance in front from the in the basketball game so far. Marcus Phillips with 10 points to lead the Cougars tonight. He had 8 in the first quarter. Ty Adam has 9 in the ball game. He had 7 of those in the first quarter. And I think we're about set to go. Nice job by the guy with the wash rag. Terrific effort. All right, 86 seconds to play here in the first half. Severance 23, Resurrection Christian 17. Resurrection Christian opened up as the preseason favorite in the 4A polls, but they went to Eagle Ridge Academy on Tuesday, lost 59-52. Eagle Ridge was number 2 at the time, so maybe they just flip-flop. Here's a 3. That's a long 3 on the way, and knocking it down is Ryan Iwonek, his second tray of the ballgame. And it's 26-17, big lead of the basketball game. Belongs to Severance at 9 points. Outside for Bethune. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound into the corner and out of bounds. So 58 seconds left. That's probably more time than Chad Sauls wants to just settle for one shot. They'll probably maybe try a 2-for-1 here. Ball comes to the front court. Belongs to Parker Gazdick. 9-point lead Severance. 26-17, 45 ticks to play here in the half. Gazdick outside. Double screen, trying to get around it was the big guy, Ty Adam. Back out on top now to Gazdick. Boy, he traveled from here to China. Yeah, they finally called it. So Gazdick, the turnover. Ball goes out of bounds to Resurrection Christian. 37 seconds left in the first half. And Cody Michelson will get the basketball into Jackson Bethune. Here's Bethune to the front court. Looks like the Cougars are going to be without Ty Yoder tonight. Ball knocked away out on top. Down the lane here is Phillips. Gets it in the corner. Jacob Barker from 16 on the way. No good. Rebound is off. Brady Varney. Good outlet here. Ty Adam wants to go to the hole. Here's the big guy. All 6'8 of them into the corner. Give it back outside. Iwonek for 3. Bingo. Ryan Iwonek. 9 for Ryan. 3 trays in a ballgame. To the front court. The lead is 12. And there's a foul outside here against the Silver Knights. Nobody's going to make the bonus here. It's the 6th foul on Severance. There's 6 seconds to go in the half. Cougars to inbound a basketball down by 12. Inbound to Crutcher. 5 and a clock. Cade goes to Phillips. They're going to have to get one up. Marcus down the lane. In deep. Throw up the runner. No good. Ball tipped to Phillips, and we are done with a half of basketball. And the Severance Silver Knights going a little bit of a run here in the second quarter. Lead 29-17 here at halftime on their home court. We'll come back with our halftime show in a moment. Bring it back in a moment on 103.1 at 1310. This is KFKA. Welcome back here to Severance High School halftime. And the number 4-ranked Severance Silver Knights on their home floor trying to go to 3-0. Lead 29-17 over Resurrection Christian. The Cougars are without. I don't know why. I don't know the information, but they're without their point guard, Ty Yoder, tonight. Yoder, who had a terrific season last year as a freshman, had just 2 points in the opener. That makes me wonder if Ty got hurt in the Eagle Ridge game, because just 2 points for him is kind of crazy. But when we talked to Ryan Yoder, Ty's dad, the other day, and Clark and the coach, did not get any indication that Ty was hurt, but he has not been on the floor tonight. So the Cougars down by 12 here at halftime. And let's take a look at the scoring here in the first half. For the Cougars, they were led by Marcus Phillips, who, by my count, has 10 points and 8 rebounds in the first half. Marcus was terrific. In the opener against Eagle Ridge, had just 3 points, but he did have 6 rebounds. And he's a 6-footer who can really rebound a basketball. 8.5 boards for him last year throughout the season for the Cougars. But, very good first half for Marcus Phillips tonight. 10 points, and I think 8 rebounds. Kate Crutcher had 3 points, 1 tray outside in the first quarter, and Jacob Barker had just 2. Barker got 15 in the opener, and they need Jacob Barker to be a double-double guy this year. There's no doubt about it. He had 15.7 rebounds in the opener. They need him, 15 and 10. I mean, that's really where they need the junior to be at the 6'11 big guy for the Cougars. The Severance Silver Knights look like this. Ty Adam and Ryan Iwonek, both of them, 9 points in the first half. Adam had 7 in the first quarter. In fact, the first bucket of the ball game was a Ty Adam steal and a length of the court dunk. Then he got the second breakaway steal with Severance leading 2-0 and tried to go up. I just think he was off balance and maybe was questioning whether he should dunk it or lay it in, and it rolled off the lip of the rim, no good. But he did get 7 first quarter points and a bucket in the second quarter. So Ty Adam, who is averaging 30 points a game in the first two games, has 9 here at halftime in a ballgame. Iwonek, three trays for Ryan in the first half. He's got 9 points. Parker Gazdik, terrific half for Gazdik as well as the point guard for the Severance Silver Knights. He had 8 in the first half and a couple of dimes. John Flowers with a bucket, and Jaden Hoffman had 1 point. 29-17, Severance in front by 12 here at halftime. We'll come back in a moment and continue with our halftime show here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, man, I haven't started my Christmas shopping. Dude, you got any ideas?
Have you tried Mr. Money Greeley?
The pawn shop? Well, I don't know about that.
Why not? They have sterling silver rings and necklaces refurbished like new, top brand handbags, and they even have PS4s they've been saving up for the holiday demand.
They have all that? PS4s? Wow, you can't find those anywhere.
They have it all, my friend, and you won't believe how affordable the silver jewelry is. Save yourself some time and money. Stop by Mr. Money Greeley today.
Hi, I'm Gail Holmes. Most people probably don't realize this, but abortion affects women way more than we think. The good news is that there's help. The Resource Center in Greeley provides confidential support to women hurting from past abortions. We offer one-on-one appointments, as well as weekend retreats and an in-depth workbook series. Learn about abortion recovery on our website, testsforgreeley.com. That's tests, then the numeral 4, greeley.com. It's time to heal.
If you could hear most radio station websites, it would probably sound something like this. The president did a thing. Or, what's the latest on the Kardashians? But 1310KFK.com would sound something like this.
They found a multifamily building on fire that they had to evacuate.
The Denver Nuggets edged the Mavericks in Dallas last night.
KFKA is Northern Colorado's voice, and 1310KFK.com highlights the biggest news, sports, and discussions surrounding our community.
We're talking with Stephanie from the Weld Food Bank.
The only reason we're successful is because of the community. Weld County is amazing, and they are so generous.
You'll find podcasts of your favorite shows like Good Morning NoCo, Clark and the Coach, and The Hall Show.
But if you put me in on 3rd and 1, and I do something stupid, that's on you. You have to start analyzing your talent better.
A list of local game schedules, and of course, you can listen live all day long.
Basketball coach out of University High School, Bobby Irvin, jumps in.
It's a chance for other kids to step up, and our kids have worked hard, and they're looking forward to that opportunity.
Check out 1310KFK.com today.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back here to Severance High School halftime. We're about 3 minutes away from our J9 agency's second half inbound. And our score at halftime, 29-17, the Severance Silver Knights in front by 12 as they've got three players, Adam and Iwonek, with 9, 8 for Gazdik in the first half. And the Cougars, of course, led by Marcus Phillips and his 10 points here at halftime in the basketball game. Thank you to our good friends at Gould Parts, folks. They are our scoreboard sponsor, have been for going on 15 years. I mean, they just have done so much for us at KFKA. Also a hotline sponsor on Clark and the Coach. Myself and Bruce Dick talking prep sports every day from 10 to 11 on KFKA. So thank Gould Parts for being a part of that, too. And they're also the headline sponsor on Preps Rewind every Saturday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Preps Radio. All right, we'll break away, come back. Second half tip-off is 2 minutes away right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home should be built the way you want it to be. That's what Jay Allen Construction has been doing for Northern Colorado, making your home the way you want it. Being a full-service construction and home maintenance company, Jay Allen has their own trusted subcontractors that they've worked with for decades. With an accomplished decorator on hand, your home can get the finishing touches you want. Jay Allen Construction is a trusted company that offers custom home building and home maintenance for a reasonable price. Visit jallenhomes.com. That's the letter J, allenhomes.com.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Severance High School tonight, our opening broadcast on the Preps Radio basketball schedule. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. Severance Silver Knights will try to hold on to a lead here in the second half against the Resurrection Christian Cougars, but the Cougars, without their point guard, Ty Yoder, tonight, that's a big loss for them. So hard to get the offense going when your quarterback's not in there. So for the Cougars, they'll try to get untracked here in the second half. Jacob Barker, the 6'11 junior, with just 2 points and was pretty invisible in the first half. So they need to get him rocking and rolling if they're going to get back in this ballgame. 29-17 Severance, and Severance will inbound the basketball. Our J9 agencies inbound to open the second half. And the ball belongs to Parker Gazdick in the backcourt. Senior will come to the front court. Good first half for Parker at 8 points and a couple of dimes. Left-hand side outside the arc for Iwonek, who had 3 trays, 9 points first half. Hoppin, nice backdoor pass inside. Iwonek had it blocked, taken away by Jackson Bethune. Here come the Cougars back the other way. Iwonek tries to knock it out of his hands. It's on the ground, and that's a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay here with the Resurrection Christian Cougars, and Cody Michelson will inbound across court here. Inbound for the Cougs, down by 12, 29-17. Who's going to crack the lid first in the second half? Back out on top here to Barker. Barker will go to Crutcher, around a Barker screen. Left-handed dribble, give it back to Jacob in the corner. Off his hand, towards the line, out of bounds, off of Rez. Turnover for the Cougars. .36 ticks in. A little sloppiness to begin here in the first broadcast of the year for us on Preps Radio. It's the second game for Rez, the third for Severance. Ball outside, Iwonek. Left-handed dribble, give it back to Ty Adam. Started to go up for the jumper. Instead, he goes into the lane. Give it back out. Varney wants three. That's off. Rebound tipped away and taken back by Parker Gazdick. Down the lane, throw up the runner. No, but a foul. Parker's going to get some free throws here. Parker Gazdick's played really well tonight. Good hustle, and he's putting the ball in the hoop, too. Gazdick, in the first two games, 12.5 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. And the free throw on the way, in and out, no good. We did not get to the bonus in the first half. Severance is 1-for-4, make him 2-for-5. At the line as a team, as Gazdick knocks down 1 of 2. Parker's got 9 in the basketball game. Front court here for the Cougars. Cody Michelson, right-hand side, Bethune. Jackson Bethune in the lane. Throw it up off the glass and in. Jackson gets his first bucket of the ball game, first bucket of the second half for the Cougars, who had a 2-point second quarter after a 15-point opening quarter. And here's a foul, a reach away from the basketball. And let's see who they're going to get with 6:35 to play here in the third. Marcus Phillips with a push. For Phillips, that's his third. And Marcus has been the best player on the floor for the Cougars tonight. Stepping in now, Sam Johnson. And Phillips with 3 fouls goes out of the ballgame. Here's Iwonek to inbound a basketball and give it to Ty Adam outside the arc. The big 6'8", Ty Adam, goes left-hand side. Jaden Hoppin, baseline, cut off there by Michelson. Back out on top for Gazdick. He wants to go to the hole. Took an extra step. Yep, he traveled. loaded up the suitcase, got on a plane, and traveled a little bit. 6:24 to play here in the third. It's 30-19. Severance in front by 11 on their home court. Ball to the front court. Jackson Bethune, left-handed dribble. Give it outside to Michelson outside the arc. Cody all the way to the hole. In deep, throw it up off the glass and in. Cody Michelson's got four. He ought to do that more often. He is lightning quick to the hole. Outside with it here is Adam. Ty needs to go to work, too. Just 9 points in the ballgame after getting an average of 30 in the first two ballgames. He had 36 points, 10 rebounds against University, 24 points and 12 rebounds against Riverdale Ridge. Back outside in the corner now belongs to Brady Varney. Varney somewhere to go. Give it to Jaden Hoppin, top of the key. Around Michelson. Good job sliding the feet by Michelson to cut him off. Back out to Adam across the court here. Outside the arc, give it back between the circles to Parker Gazdick. Left-handed dribble. Give it to Ty Adam. He'll turn around. Will he fire from 17? No. Wants to go to the hole. He'll back it up now. Ty still with the basketball here. Nice job defensively by Jacob Barker that time. Give it up for Brady Varney. Varney goes back to Gazdick. Gazdick tries to go inside. Ball knocked away and off of Jacob Barker out of bounds. 5:17 to play here in the third. 30-21. Severance in front by 9 in the basketball game. Here's the inbound for Gazdick. He'll get it all the way back outside here in a timeout for Chad Sauls. So Sauls wants to use a timeout there. Scores last night, if you didn't hear them, folks. Fossil Ridge in Fort Collins, the new 6A level. Matt Johansson's team, they're number one in the state, by the way. 76-48 over Arapaho. So Fossil Ridge has gone to 4-0 on the season so far. What a big game for them. On Friday, they go down and take on Thunder Ridge. Thunder Ridge is number three. So you get one versus three, an early season big matchup with the big boys, the 6A boys down in the Denver area on Friday. Rocky Mountain beat Chaparral last night. Rocky's sitting at about 14 or so. Chaparral's 11, so that's a nice win for Coach Gallegos and the Lobos. 69-62, they beat Chaparral last night. That was their opener, too, for the Lobos. So good, good win in the opener for Rocky. They'll take on Valor Christian on Friday as well. Girls games last night, there was only one big one in the area. Platte Valley took on Erie. Erie's a 6A team. The Broncos, two-time defending 3A champs, still in that, even though they're in the 3A, 4A Patriot League, they're still playing 3A at the end of the year. Broncos took on 6A Erie. Erie beat them by 10, 44-34. All right, ball back in play here. Belongs to Jaden Hoffman. Give it up for Ryan Iwonek. Back top of the key now to Parker Gazdick. Right-hand side, Hoffman wants three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Jacob Barker will chase it down. Front court now for the Cougars, Cade Crutcher. Crutcher guarded there by Gazdick. Left-hand side, top of the key now to Barker. Jacob give it up to Michaels. It looked like Cody wanted to go to the hole but got cut off by Brady Varney. Ball knocked out of bounds here. It will remain Cougar basketball. 30-21. It was a 12-point severance lead at the break. It's 9 here with 4:49 to play, third quarter. Crutcher down the lane all the way in and out on the heartbreak. Put it back up and in, Jacob Barker. Offensive rebound, and Barker's got his fourth. He needs to get involved. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ty Adam, give it to Ryan Iwonek. Back out top of the key now to Gazdick. Parker, a couple of dribbles. Tries to drive, now cut off. Give it back to Iwonek. Down the lane all the way. Throw up a runner. Bounces out. Rebound is almost cleared, and taken by Gazdick. Back in the key. Did he travel? No. Give it back up for Ryan Iwonek for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound is off and taken here by Cade Crutcher. Crutcher will give it up now for Sam Johnson. Johnson to the front court. Give it back to Michelson. Cody in deep all the way. Lay it up. No, but a foul. Good drive. Cody Michelson. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 30-23. Severance is in front by 7, and Michelson can cut it to 5 with a pair of free throws. Cody waits to deliver this. First one on the way, and it's good. That's his first free throw of the season. Should stop right there. He's perfect. Don't go anymore. 30-24 basketball game. The lead is cut to 6. Michelson eyes the bucket. Next one coming. That's on the way. That's good. Cody knocks down a pair. The lead is 5 now. Here come the Cougars without Ty Yoder tonight. Ball to the front court. Left-hand side here for Cannon Rank. Rank is just a sophomore. Down the lane, ball knocked away, all kinds of contact and no foul called. Referees have called it even all night and really let him play. Ball goes outside to Gazdick here. He'll dribble it back out between the circles. Parker with a basketball now, tries to give it to Jaden Hoffman and does. Left-handed dribble, Hoffman 16-footer, top of the key, no good. Rebound is off and taken by Jackson Bethune. 30-25 basketball game, back the other way now. Give it up in the corner, Crutcher goes in the corner here to Riggs, on the way, I take that back, that's Sam Johnson. Knocks down a tray, 30-28, the lead is 2 and the Cougars right back in it. Need to get Ty Adam involved, the big guy down at this end for Severance. Out on top to Hoffman. Inside, tried to get it down low to Ty Adam, and it's a foul on Resurrection Christian. They get Michelson, or did they get Crutcher? Foul is going to be against Michelson. It's the 3rd on Cody. So I think you've got Marcus Phillips with 3 and Cody Michelson with 3. Inbound here for the Severance Silver Knights. They led by 12 and a half. It's now 2, 30-28. Inbound for Gazdick to John Flowers. Go to the bucket. Oh, what a play by Flowers, left-handed, off the glass and in on a tough angle. Flowers has 4 points, the junior here in a basketball game. 32-28, Severance in front by 4 now. Crutcher outside, top of the key. Gazdick's got him. Give it up for Sam Johnson. Down the lane, in deep, throw it up, no. Sam's going to get free throws. So Sam Johnson, a 6-footer. 'No program nor roster anywhere I have,' says what year he is. So you guys... He's not even on the roster that I'm looking at. Free throw on the way, and that's good. So Sam's got 4 points. He hit a tray here in the quarter. Knocks down his first free throw, and another one coming. Cougars are 3 for 3 at the line here in the third quarter. Free throw on the way. That's perfect. 3-point play, and it's a 32. Says 30. I thought it's 32-31 right now. See if I can count up the points. And now a foul down. No, a travel down low. Ball's going to go over to Rez Christian. Nope, 32-30. They're on it. All right, ball to the front court for the Cougars. Down by 2. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Jackson Bethune with the basketball. Give it up. That's a travel outside. Sam Johnson picked up the pivot foot. Severance will get the basketball here. So a Silver Knights trying to go to 3-0. Led by 12 at halftime. But that lead has been shaved to 2 here late in the third quarter. All right, inbound in the backcourt. Here comes basketball to the front court. Belongs to Cannon Rank, the sophomore with it. Picks up the dribble. Left-hand side now gets it out to Ethan Hawkins. Hawkins to a Brady Varney, top of the key. Now to Blake Varney. The brothers play catch out there. Give it to Flowers, top of the key. Ty Adams out right now. They go down low here to Varney. He fights in and gets a foul. Probably Barker. No, they gave it to Cade Crutcher from behind that time. So Crutcher gets the foul. 32-30, Severance in front by 2. And Cody Michelson's going to come out of the basketball game. First foul on Cade in the basketball game. Inbound to Varney, top of the key. Nice pass down low. Picking it up there is Hawkins. Now they double-team Hawkins, and it's taken away. Crutcher just took it away from him. Here comes Cade the other way. In deep now, tries to get to the hole. Well, he does, up underneath the rim. Going to give it back outside here. Now here's Bethune for 3. No good. Rebound is off. Brady Varney's got it. In the third. Give it up for Blake Varney. Varney's play catch again. Roll down the middle of the key. Ball's on the floor, going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to the Severance Silver Knights here. 1:33 to play, third quarter. Severance 32, Resurrection Christian 30 hats off to the Cougars tonight doing it without their point guard, Ty Yoder. Next week, folks, we'll get to you three-game special Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is the Greeley Invite, the Greeley Round Ball Invitational. We'll have Greeley West and Northridge, 7:30 next Thursday night from the brand-new Greeley West High School gym. I've not been in there yet. Outside on the way, Blake Varney drills the three. Third tray of the year so far for Varney. And the freshman Varney with a tray right there to make it 35-30. Sam Johnson outside for the Cougars. Give it up for Crutcher. He'll go baseline in deep. Cade, throw it up off the glass and in. Cade Crutcher, a beautiful shot. Crutcher's got five in a basketball game. That's his first bucket here in the second half. Left-handed dribble for Iwonek outside. He's got three trays. Tries for four. That won't go. Rebound in the corner. It's saved by Flowers, but he threw it to Bethune. Here comes Jackson the other way. Ball tipped out of his hands and stolen away by Severance. Give it up left-hand side for Cannon Rank. He'll try to get it to Flowers. Threw it off his hands and out of bounds. It's sloppy turnover basketball. 35 ticks left to play in the third quarter here. Severance has a three-point advantage over Resurrection Christian. Neither team playing their A game tonight so far. Ball to the front court belongs to Jackson Bethune. Give it top of the key now to Cade Crutcher. Defensively on him is Cannon Rank. Back out on top. Bethune in deep. Nice pass. Marcus Phillips. Layup underneath and good. Marcus Phillips with a reverse. He's got 12 in a basketball game. That leads all scorers. I've got him for 12 points and 8 rebounds so far. Ball goes outside. Varney at the buzzer on the wall. Oh, good. Rebound is off. Do they get up another one? I don't think that one would have counted. And we're done with three quarters of basketball here in 35-34. Still lead on their home floor. We'll come back in a moment with a final 8-minute stanza here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home should be built the way you want it to be. That's what Jay Allen Construction has been doing for Northern Colorado, making your home the way you want it. Being a full-service construction and home maintenance company, Jay Allen has their own trusted subcontractors that they've worked with for decades. With an accomplished decorator on hand, your home can get the finishing touches you want. Jay Allen Construction is a trusted company that offers custom home building and home maintenance for a reasonable price. Visit jallenhomes.com. That's the letter J, allenhomes.com.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back. Severance High School final 8-minute stands, and we got a good one, 35-34. Severance in front of Resurrection Christian. Neither team is going to frame this game tonight, I'll tell you that. This is not one they're going to want to remember. Ball goes outside with it. Sam Johnson go to the hole. In deep, Johnson all the way. Throw it up. Nobody's going to get free throws right away. Sam Johnson played pretty well tonight so far. Sam will go to the free throw line right now. Chance to tie it, maybe get the lead here for the Cougars. Free throws on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Next one coming for Sam. Johnson eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. That one rims in and out. No good. And the rebound is off and taken by Brady Varney. Varney's been good on the boards, too. Lay it to Brady Varney inside, a foul from behind against Charlie Riggs, I think. It is Riggs with the foul. Cougars pick up their fifth foul, 7.5 to go in the ballgame. Second on Charlie Riggs. Inbound here for Severance. Blake Varney gets it inbounds to Ty Adam here. Outside the arc baseline. Marcus Phillips has him. Back out on top now to Blake Varney. Blake with the basketball. Give it right hand side to Jaden Hoffman. Here's Hoffman with it. Cade Kletcher's got him defensively. Hoffman goes back out on top to Brady Varney. Brady's pass inside. Ty Adam backs in and, oh, elbow up high. Here's Ty in deep with the basketball. They try to tie him up down low, did they? I think they did. The big man put it on the floor. Boy, they have been physical on him tonight. Possession arrow is going to stay with Severance here. Here is the inbound. It goes to Ty Adam outside the arc. Adam with a basketball now. 36 points and 10 rebounds in the opener against UH. 24 points and 12 rebounds in game two against UH tonight. Just 9 points. Missed on the outside. Rebound here is Resurrection Christian down by one. Nobody has scored here in the quarter. Outside with a basketball. It belongs to Jackson Bethune right in front of his own bench. Ryan Yoder shouts out instructions. Ball goes outside here to Barker. Jacob with the basketball. He has just four tonight. Here's Jacob outside with the basketball. Give it up for Cade Crutcher. Crutcher again right in front of his bench. Stop, pop, a three. That's blocked outside by Brady Varney. Ball knocked to the floor, taken by Marcus Phillips. He goes in the corner. Here's Bethune into the corner for three. On the way, Cade Crutcher knocking it down. Cade's got eight in the basketball game. 37-35. Cougars have wrested the lead away from Severance here. Ball to the front court belongs to Jaden Hoffman. Give it to Ty Adam. They got to get Adam to come alive here. Give it back to Flowers. In deep all the way. Ball blocked. Good play by Cade Crutcher. Crutcher's going to come the other way. Was terrific as a freshman. Now he looks great as a sophomore. Ball goes right-hand side here looking for somewhere to go. Give the basketball to Sam Johnson. Johnson left side about of the arc, above the arc, I should say. Give it back to Crutcher in the corner now to Jacob Barker. Here's the big guy. Going to go to the hole against Adam. In deep all the way. Lay it up and in. Jacob Barker, good baseline move. Cougars lead by four, 39-35. Ball to the front court. Outside with it now. That is Brady Varney, a foul. A block with 5:29 to play in the contest. 39-35, Resurrection Christian in front. The foul is going to be on Jacob Barker. It's his first. It is the team's sixth, though, so the rest of the ball game, the Silver Knights will be at the foul line. Here's Adam, left elbow with a basketball. Where's he going to go? Spin in the lane, little eight-footer on the way. Got it, Ty Adam. 11 for the big guy. 39-37, Severance back within two. Ball to the front court belongs here to Cade Crutcher. Crutcher dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Go to the baseline in deep underneath the hoop. Back in the corner for three. On the way, Sam Johnson. No good. Rebound is off and taken here by the Silver Knights, and it is Blake Varney to the front court with it. Sees Jaden Hoffman in the corner, gives it to him. Looking for a screen from Flowers. Goes right-hand side into the key. Turn around. Little six-footer in the lane. Won't go. Flowers, offensive rebound. Put back. Nobody earns free throws. John Flowers, nice work by the junior inside, getting the offensive board and then earning a trip to the foul line right here. 4 minutes, 46 seconds to play in the contest. And a timeout on the floor is going to be taken by Ryan Yoder here. 4:46 to go in the contest, 39-37. Resurrection Christian in front by a bucket in the basketball game. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Take care of my car, my kids' cars. They can do the same thing for you. In fact, I don't know diddly about cars, so I'm at the disposal of wherever I bring it. So I need to have somebody I can trust and somebody I know that's going to do the work in the right manner. And these guys knock it out of the park at AMCO Fort Collins. Don Scott, 40 years out there, number one store in the region. Now they've got you covered in Loveland as well. In Loveland, Dave Martin Germain, 667-3006. In Fort Collins, you want to give Lance Pickett a call at 226-4477. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they do it all top to bottom, bumper to bumper. It is AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. All right, full 60-second timeout there. 39-37. Next Thursday night, Willie will open the Greeley Invitational at Greeley West High School. 7:30 tip-off, Greeley West and Northridge. The likelihood is we would flip to the other side of the bracket on Friday, and I feel like we'll get the Fort Collins Lampkins in that spot against either, that's if it goes according to Hoyle, against either Greeley Central or Cheyenne East. The championship would be Saturday at 2:30 if we have a local team in it. Free throw by Flowers is up and good. Flowers has got five in a basketball game. 39-38. Severance can tie it up right here with a free throw. On the way, bingo. Even at 39, 4:45 to play. Here comes Cade Crutcher to the front court. Crutcher's got 8 points in the ballgame. Goes cross court here to Jackson Bethune. He'll cross the timeline. Gazdick will pick him up, and now here comes Adam to join him with a double team. Back outside to Crutcher. He goes baseline, cut off there. Again, nice job defensively here by the Severance Silver Knights. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off of who? Oh, they're going to call a foul here, really? Wow. They're going to call a foul on Flowers. It'll be the fifth foul on, or is that just the fourth? It's the fourth on Severance. It's the fourth on John Flowers, too. Inbound for Rez in the corner goes to Cade Crutcher. Crutcher looking for somewhere to go. Right elbow here to Marcus Phillips. Phillips will get it out left-hand side here to Cody Michelson. Down the lane, tried to dribble through traffic and turns it over. Ball goes back to Gazdick. In deep, all the way, and a foul. Bethune's going to get the foul. And Parker Gazdick's going to find himself back at the free throw line here. Parker shot a couple of free throws in the third quarter, made one of two there. 4:11 to go in the contest, 39-39, and the free throw by Gazdick misses. Severance will have another shot coming up here. Free throw on the way, and that one misses. So Gazdick misses them both. We're still even at 39 in a basketball game. And here they come to the front court. Bethune double-teamed in the corner. Give the basketball up for Marcus Phillips. Phillips to the top of the key. Give it up. Here's Crutcher for three. On the way, no good. Rebound, Jacob Barker. Put it back up and in. A big guy. 4 1/4, 8 in the basketball game as Barker starts to come alive. 41-39. Rez in front by two. Down low to Adam. Baseline and a foul. Ty's going to get two free throws here. After tonight's game, the Severance Silver Knights will be off until Monday. They have to go to Holy Family. Holy Family, pretty salty club this year. Free throw by Adams on the way, and that's perfect. Adam has 3 1/4, 12 in a ball game now. For the Cougars, all I have on here is December 10th. So that would be on Saturday, TBA. Next free throw by Adam. He got them both. All right. Ty's got 13 in the basketball game now. 41-41, 3 1/2 to play. Ball in the backcourt. Jackson Bethune gets the ball to Cade Crutcher. Crutcher walked. Are they going to call it? Boy, they called it late. Yeah, Cade traveled with the basketball, and they didn't call it, and the crowd went, oh. And then the referee said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right, inbound to the backcourt. Parker Gazdick will come to the front court. 41-41. 3:20 to go in a basketball game. Gazdick wants to go to the hole. He'll dish instead. Back outside to Iwonek. Brady Varney's going to hand off to Ty Adam about 25 feet from the hoop. Back to Gazdick between the circles. Brady Varney dribbles, goes down low with it. Ball knocked away. Back to Varney in deep. Lay it up and in. Brady Varney got his own deflection back and scored with it. That's his first bucket of the ball game. Brady's been active in the game, but that's his first points. 43-41, Severance, who led by 12 at halftime. Now leads by two again. Ball to out in the corner here for three on the way. Crutcher missed it. Rebound tipped away, and Cody Michelson grabs it for Rez. Second chance for the Cougars here. Jackson Bethune back to Cade Crutcher. Bethune tries to go inside and a foul against Varney here. Jacob Barker's become much more active here in the second half. All right, inbound coming here for the Cougs. 2.5 to play in the basketball game. Regulation time. 43-41, Severance in front. Inbound here. Fall away. Marcus Phillips with the miss inside. What are they going to call? Foul against Rez on the rebound. Jacob Barker is going to pick up the foul. I think it's the second on Jacob. It is. It's the 10th against Rez, though. So we're going to walk to the other end, and the Silver Knights are going to shoot a pair. Brady Varney. Nope, I take it back. Ty Adam is going to go. No. See, Ty Adam did the, yeah, all walk to the foul line, and we'll see if it works. And the referee said, nope. 34 is going to the foul line. That's Brady Varney. Varney is 5 for 11 at the foul stripe so far this year. Free throw on the way. That's good. Big free throw right there. Makes it 44-41. Three-point lead for the Silver Knights, and Varney can make it a two-possession game here if he can knock down the second free throw. That one's on the way, and that one's perfect. So four-point ball game. Severance in front here. 2:20 to play. Jackson Bethune across the timeline with the basketball now. Double-teamed here. Get the basketball to Phillips. He goes to Michelson. Nice feed, and Cody lays it in. Michelson's got 8. That was a terrific pass by Marcus Phillips. 2:05 to go in the ballgame. Severance with the ball and a two-point lead. Outside here to Ethan Hawkins. Ball goes right-hand side. I take that back. That was Cannon Rank who has checked into the ballgame. Back to Adam. Down the lane, in deep. Ty all the way. Throw it up and in. Ty Adam went right-hand to left-hand at the top of the rim that time. Adam's got 6 in the quarter and 15 in the game. 1:45 to play. Back to a four-point Severance lead. Outside is Phillips for the basketball. Cougars have done this tonight without Ty Yoder in the lineup. Ball goes back right-hand side now. It is Phillips. Get it to Crutcher. Here's Cade with the basketball. Almost knocked out of his hands. Give it back up for Jacob Barker, the big 6'11 junior. Back inside to Barker. He goes to the hole, lays it up and in. 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game, and Ryan Yoder uses a 30-second timeout. 1 minute, 20 seconds to play in a basketball game. Severance will have the ball here and a two-point lead, 47-45. When we are done with this one tonight, folks, we will have the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service, they've been with us a long time on Preps Radio. You can catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in beautiful Alt, Colorado for all your feed and supplies. Give them a call, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. On the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, by the way, we'll have our selection of the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. A lot of options on that one here tonight. All right, and as it goes for you scoreboard watchers, if you are an NFL football fan, it is a typical Thursday night football game. Zero offense. Raiders, I think the score has been the same for 6 hours. 13-3, Raiders in front of the hapless Rams. The hapless Super Bowl defending Rams. All right, here we go. 1:20 left in the basketball game. Severance with the lead and the basketball. Got to take care of it. Ball tipped out of the hands of Gazdick and taken away. Just when I said they got to be good with the basketball, they turn it over. Here comes Rez Christian now, down 2 with 65 seconds in the basketball game. Give it out for Cody Michelson. Go to the hole, in deep. Give it to Barker. Back up underneath, reverse layup, and we're even. Barker's got 8 in the quarter and 12 in the ballgame. 47-47. Maybe we get overtime here. Gazdick with the basketball outside. Cade Crutcher will come guard him. Give it up for Jaden Hoffman. He'll go to Blake Varney. Back in the corner here to Gazdick. They've got Adam down low. Give it a tie baseline. Back outside Gazdick. To Varney. He wants 3. On the way. No good. Rebound is off. Taken by Sam Johnson for Rez. Backcourt now for Crutcher. 47-47. 25 seconds to go. Timeout. Ryan Yoder for the Cougars. 24 seconds to go in the ballgame. And the Cougars are going to have possession in an even basketball game at 47 apiece. Thank you to my friends at Gould Parts down there. They're a Gould Parts scoreboard sponsor, which shows our score 47-47. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front. They're right across from the McDonald's there, that major intersection in downtown Eaton. But they'll do it all for you. Truck parts, car parts, big machine parts, anything you need. As I always say, circle their number and stick it up on the fridge. When you need a part, it's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. All right, teams break their huddles here, 24 ticks left. Inbound coming for the Resurrection Christian Cougars with a chance to win it here. 47-47, or see if the Silver Knights, who led by 12 at halftime here, can get a stop. Outside with the basketball is Crutcher now. They went to the backcourt to get it in. 18 seconds on the clock. Here's Crutcher with the ball. Threw it in the backcourt. Ball stolen away. Gazdick at the other end. He'll lay it in. Parker Gazdick, a steal and a bucket. 49-47. Cougars back the other way. Jackson Bethune outside the arc, looking for somewhere to go. Timeout, Ryan Yoder. He's going to take a full timeout here. Ryan Yoder out on the court pointing at the referee. I'm not sure what that was about. But they use a full timeout, a full 60-second timeout in this one. Parker Gazdick knocked the ball away at half court as they came out to double-team the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Knocked it away, went after it, and got a breakaway layup to go 49-47. The Severance Silver Knights, who led by 12 at halftime, are now at least back in front by two. And the Cougars will have a chance here. Terrific basketball game tonight on Preps Radio. We'll have more for you with the Greeley Invitational next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That'll be our final three games until the Christmas break. And then we'll come back that first week in January with all of the conference games. Want to see the schedule? Go to 1310kfka.com. Go to the sports programming column and just look under Preps Basketball. You'll find it. All right, here we go. 5 seconds left in the basketball game. 49-47. Severance in front by two. Res Christian will inbound. Jackson Bethune. Where's he going to go with the basketball? And they're going to use another timeout here. And another full timeout. So 60-second break here. Severance Silver Knights trying to go to 3-0. The number four team in 4A. You know the Cougars will drop in the next polls when they come out on Monday because they lost to number two Eagle Ridge in their opener, 59-52. But as I said, you know, give hats off to the Cougars because they've done this tonight without their 5'11 sophomore point guard, Ty Yoder. All right, 23, well, that's not correct. There's 5 seconds left. I'm not a big fan on scoreboards when they go to timeout and they show the time remaining in the timeout. As an announcer, I want to remember, I want to go back and look at the scoreboard and know exactly how much time's left. Now they finally revert back to the scoreboard, and it's 5.1 seconds. Here's the inbound for Jackson Bethune. Cougars are down by two. Bethune looking for the inbound. Where's he going to go? Give it in the corner here. This is Crutcher down the lane all the way. Throw it up. It's blocked from behind. Severance going to win it. Ball game is over. Resurrection Christian and Cade Crutcher had a shot going down the lane, but it was blocked away, and the Severance Silver Knights hold on to win the basketball game 49-47 over Resurrection Christian. We'll come back with the Altfeed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, you've turned on your furnace for the winter, but if it's not doing its job, let the technicians at Lemons Heating and Cooling do theirs. They perform service and maintenance on all furnaces. If it needs to be done on yours, Lemons Heating and Cooling can do it. Their services are 24/7, so if you need them, Lemons Heating and Cooling is there. They also take care of filtration, humidification, and installation of programmable thermostats. Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-353-3527.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality NAPA parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
The UNC Bears have one of the most exciting basketball players in the state, and KFKA listeners will get to hear from him every week. The Dalen Coots Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Dalen will help Bears fans navigate through the season with insight you won't get anywhere else.
We knew that they were the top team in the country, and we know that we had to really hang our hat on defense.
It should be an exciting season for Bears fans, so don't miss the Dalen Coots Show every week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA and 1310KFKA.com.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Husky Athletics.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Severance High School as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Check them out at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Their number to call 970-834-2132. The Severance Silver Knights build a 12-point lead by halftime tonight, but the Resurrection Christian Cougars, without their point guard, Ty Yoder, tonight, came back and actually took, I believe they went up by four in that fourth quarter, but Severance comes back and gets the two-point victory. Parker Gazdick, a big steal late in the ballgame to get in and get a layup. So 49-47, Severance moves to 3-0 on the year. The Resurrection Christian Cougars, who were the preseason number one team, they're 0-2 to begin, but of course we said we don't know what's up with their point guard, Ty Yoder. He did not dress tonight. So the Severance Silver Knights get the win. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and pretty much player of the week, Ty Adam. He had 36-10 against University, 24-12 against Riverdale Ridge. He only had 15 tonight as he was shut down. Res Christian did a really good job on him defensively, but Adam had 6 in the fourth quarter and came alive a little bit and 15 points. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and player of the week. 49-47, his Severance Silver Knights get the win to go to 3-0 tonight. We'll come back, wrap things up here from Severance in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support.
That's North Range Behavioral Health.
Joining the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce comes down to dollars and cents. With the Chamber's ability to create connections, help you access resources, and promote your business, we can help you save money and reduce your cost of doing business. As your leading business voice with over 700 investors in the Greeley area, the Chamber connects you to new customers. If you are looking for a true business partner, please reach out to Misty at 970-400-1142 or email misty@greeleychamber.com.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits every month with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to your home or business each month absolutely free. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com to begin the registration process. When completed, Tierra Health, a trusted source for next-generation healthcare, will submit a claim to your insurance provider. There is no deductible and no copay. Your 8 monthly tests will ship directly to your home or business for free. Go to freetestingkitstoday.com. COVID-19 and its variants are still here, so take the worry out of searching for time-sensitive tests by registering you and your family today. Visit freetestingkitstoday.com to register from the comfort of your own home. That's freetestingkitstoday.com to receive 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you at no cost. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to the All People Host Game. Wrap things up for Fairbanks High School. That is it for us. Heard it right here. That's the final. Severance 49. Christian 47. For Michael Patrick. Have a great night. Hug your kids. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1031 and 1310 KFKA.
Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot? Too cold? What you gonna do? Call Air Solutions. We're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072.
Greeley HVAC Repair.com.
Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Air Solutions.
Preps basketball is almost here.
Left-hand side wants to go to the hole. In deep, spin it to Bethune. They need this one. On the way, he got it.
Join Clark Johnson throughout the season as he covers local teams from across northern Colorado.
Ball knocked away and stolen. Coming back the other way. In deep, all the way. Throw up the runner and get it. Sawyer Morgan, the freshman, the steal and the lay-in. He's got 8 all in the quarter.
From Eaton, Roosevelt, Greeley Central, and Platte Valley.
Offensive rebound for Roosevelt. In deep, throw up the runner and he got it. Keaton Kaiser with a yip-de-doo underneath.
To Fort Collins, Fossil Ridge, Loveland, and Windsor, KFKA covers Northern Colorado Preps basketball.
Rebound is off. Lampkins have got the rebound. Give it outside. Nieto down the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Corner for 3. No. Rebound is off. Tipped inside. Jace King scores with 3 seconds to go. And we're even at 69.
Preps basketball is on Northern Colorado's voice.
Going to go to the hole. In deep. Put it up. No. Gets his own rebound back. Put it up again. Yes, sir.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.